Psalm 37, read this with me. The steps of a man are established by the Lord. When he falls, he shall not be hurled headlong, because the Lord is the one who holds his hands. The steps of a man. You know, the Bible says that your life path was custom made by God for you. That's why it's a big mistake to try to copy somebody else's life. God doesn't want you to be anybody else. He wants you to be you.
How can I know God's will? Why do I do what I don't want to do? How long should I keep praying? How can I stop worrying? Thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today, as we continue in our series called Hard Questions, Rick will share from God's Word in order to help us navigate through the muddy waters of life's seemingly unanswerable questions. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a resource you can take with you wherever you go. It'll provide practical answers to any dilemma facing you. It's a book by Pastor Rick called God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions. You can take a sneak peek at this valuable tool by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. That's PastorRick.com, or you can text the word DAILY to 99000. That's the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called How Can I Know God's Will?
Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says this. Would you read it with me together? Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He might make your path straight. No, it doesn't say that. It doesn't say He might do it. It says He what? Circle it. He will. Circle the word trust and circle the word He will. You do the trusting, He does the willing. And when you don't understand when God's telling you to do something, this is a test. It is an obedience check. And if you're going to grow spiritually, God is going to take you through obedience checks over and over and over in your life. He'll ask you to do something that humanly does not seem to make sense. And it's a test. He's testing if you'll trust Him. He's testing Him if you'll obey Him. A great example of this, of course, is the story in the Old Testament when the children of Israel had finally been set free from 400 years of slavery in Egypt. And Moses leads them out into the desert, and they come up to the Red Sea, and there are mountains on either side and an ocean in front of them, and the Egyptian army in hot pursuit behind them. They're in God's little cul-de-sac. You talk about a dead end. They were in a dead end. And they start to doubt, and they start to wonder and say, did we miss God's will? Did we hear God right? We thought He wanted us to leave in freedom. We thought Moses was the man we were supposed to follow. We thought we made the right decision. Now look, we're going to get killed. We're going to be creamed. It would have been better for us to say slaves in Egypt rather than to get annihilated here on the edge of the ocean. But God had them exactly where He wanted them to be. He was testing them, and it looked impossible, but God had not made a mistake. Look at the next verse. They later said, your road, God's road, led by a pathway through the sea. A pathway no one knew was there. Nobody knew it was there. God did. God did. It reminds me, you know, one of my favorite rides, I think they've closed it down now in Disneyland, was Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. It was a real cheesy ride. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, it was like, I mean, Summer's End was better than Mr. Toad's ride. And you know, you get on this little car and it jerks you around, but it looks like you're going to go into a wall, but all of a sudden the wall becomes a door. And then you go to another wall and the wall becomes a door, and you just keep going back and forth. Now, that's a parable of life. Right now, you may be at what you think is a dead end. We're never going to get out of debt. I'm never going to get out of this problem. Things are never going to work out. My dream is never going to come true. We're never going to have a baby, etc., etc. And you think you are at a dead end, and you say, this looks like a dead end. How is it ever going to ever work out? It's impossible. And right now it may look dark, and it may look depressing, and you may feel defeated. And it may seem like a mystery to you, but if you will trust in God, At that point, as you trust him and as you move ahead in faith and as you keep growing, God will make a pathway through the middle of the ocean, through the sea, and the waves will part. God does this time and time again. Some of you have just in the last year experienced a major tragedy, maybe a loss of a loved one. And you're going, why? I don't understand this. It doesn't make sense. Well, not everything in the world makes sense. And you're going to be frustrated if you try to figure it all out. And you're tempted to despair. One day, you're going to see in the light of eternity how it all fits together in God's timing and God's plan. One day. But until that time, what do? When God tells you to do something and it doesn't make sense, you do it anyway and you relax. Because when you relax, you're saying, God, I trust you. I don't understand this, but I trust you. Trust God. Now let me give you, when you're going through these times, three things to avoid, three errors to avoid. Write these down. Number one, don't be fatalistic. Don't be fatalistic. Now, what's that? That's the attitude of, well, whatever happens is God's will. Have you ever had something, you know, like some major problem happen and people say, well, it must have been God's will. When I say that, well, it must have been God's will, do you think of good things or bad things? Bad, don't you? Bad. Isn't that crazy? As if God's will is all the bad things in life. I mean, you know, if anything good to me happens, if anything bad to me, well, it must have been God's will. If anything good, well, I got lucky. The good I attribute to luck, the bad I attribute to God. Have you ever seen an insurance policy and see what they list as the acts of God? Hurricanes, earthquakes, tornadoes. Now, those are acts of God. Let me tell you some real acts of God. A baby being born. People, a marriage staying together for 20, 30, 40 years in a world where everybody's saying split. That's an act of God. So don't be fatalistic. This, you know, whatever happens is God's will. Que sera, sera. You know, that's, you know, Doris Day. That's not God.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. That's PastorRick.com or just text the word daily to 99000. Again, that's the word daily to 99000. The second half of today's lesson is coming up.
How can you cope with stress, rebound from failure, defeat depression, have peace of mind? In his book, God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions, Rick Warren takes you to the Bible for answers to 12 of life's toughest questions, drawing from the examples of different biblical characters that face the same issues. Rick offers concise, practical, eye-opening insights that you can understand and apply right away so you can move past hardships and experience a life of purpose and significance. Pastor Rick writes, in each of these studies, you will discover simple ways to apply God's truth to your personal life, your family, and your job. Let Rick lead you through the scriptures to see what they reveal about 12 of the most pressing questions people ask. Let us send you a copy of the book, God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions, today, as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of this ministry. Go to PastorRick.com right now. That's PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Thanks in advance for your support.
Once again, here's Rick.
You ever seen an insurance policy and see what they list as the acts of God? Hurricanes, earthquakes, tornadoes. Those are acts of God. Let me tell you some real acts of God. A baby being born. People, a marriage staying together for 20, 30, 40 years in a world where everybody's saying split. That's an act of God. So don't be fatalistic. This, you know, whatever happens is God's will. Que sera, sera. You know, that's, you know, Doris Day. That's not God. You do realize, folks, that God's will is not always done. Let's just cover that one again. Not everything that happens in the world is God's will. When little children are molested, that's not God's will. It's never God's will. When people are killed in wars, that is not God's will. God is not the author of evil. But God set up the world in which we have a freedom to choose, and sometimes, as human beings, we choose evil. And sometimes when people choose evil, innocent people get hurt. That's why we're to pray in the Lord's Prayer, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Why should we pray that? Because it isn't always happening. In earth, God's will is always, in heaven, God's will is always done. But God's will is not always done on earth. That's why we're to pray. The Bible says the Lord is not willing that any should perish and go to hell. But do people die and go to hell and reject Christ? Of course they do. Why? Because God's will is not always done. We are given the freedom to reject God's will. Now, as Tom just said, every time you do that, you're the one who gets hurt. But we do have that freedom. Don't be fatalistic. The problem with that is, you know, God gets blamed for everything. You know, must have been God's will. And the other problem with it is it turns you into a puppet. The fact is, you are created as a human being in God's image. What does that mean, that you look like God? No, you don't look like God. What does it mean? It means that you have the freedom to choose, and you can be creative like our Creator. And so God gave you the freedom. You're not a puppet where He pulls all your strings and you always do the right thing. This idea of fatalism, that everything that happens is God's will, what does that do? It lends to self-pity. It lends to passivity, and it causes me to blame God for everything bad in my life rather than accepting responsibility that I caused the problem. Most of your problems you brought on yourself, and most of my problems I brought on myself. Now, people don't understand this, and so they're often waiting for God to do something that He's not going to do. Like, I've seen people, you know, they just kind of sit back in their lazy boy recliner month after month after month, and, well, if God wants me to work, He'll give me a job. You know? It's like, you know, the guy who was on the roof after the flood, and a helicopter came by, and the boat came by, and, you know, another helicopter came by, and finally the waters rose, and the guy, you know, he drowned, and he goes to heaven, and he says, you know, God, I prayed. I thought you were going to help me. He said, well, I sent two helicopters. You know, we want something supernatural or special. Now, many of you have not realized this, but you're actually asking God to make decisions for you. You say, God, please make this decision for me. Well, you don't say it that way. But what you're really doing is you're saying, I'm just going to sit here and be passive and, you know, contemplate the lint in my navel while eventually God's going to make the thing happen. You know, it's like, I'm waiting for God to bring me a wife. I'm waiting for God to get me a job. And God's going, I gave you a brain. I gave you 2 feet. Just get out and get involved, you know. Start looking for a job or whatever. As I said, God revealed a lot of His will when He gave your brain. So don't become fatalistic. You know, as a parent, I want my kids to grow up to the point that they can make wise decisions without having to check in with me. That's my goal for them. And that's God's goal for you. God doesn't want you to, you know, have to be, you know, as you're going down the cafeteria line, God, do you want me to eat broccoli or asparagus today? You know, He wants you to be able to make wise decisions. Why? Because you know God. You know Him. So don't be fatalistic. Number two, don't be frustrated. If you try to figure everything out in your life, you're going to be very frustrated. And sometimes you're going to do what you think is God's will, and it's going to fail. And you're going to fall flat on your face. Well, I thought God was leading me to start this business, and it fails. What do you do when there are no answers? Relax and keep trusting God, knowing that He's working on your character in all of it. And He has a good plan for you. The third thing is, don't be fearful. Don't get nervous. Don't get worried. Don't get defensive. Don't run from the issue. You know, have you ever been afraid to pray, Lord, thy will be done? You'll say, I don't want to pray that. I might end up a missionary. And I might have to wear my hair in a bun, you know, or white shirts and skinny ties and carry a 2-ton Bible around all the time and go to door to door and say, praise the Lord. what might happen if I say, thy will be done? As if God's going to turn you. Listen, the closer you get to Christ, the more natural you become, not the more kooky you become. What is behind this fear of God's will? Well, I'll tell you what it is. Sometimes it's a fear of change. What if I pray thy will be done and God changes me and I don't like it? Sometimes it's a fear of commitment. What if God, I'd say thy will be done and then I think it's too hard? Or sometimes it's a fear of criticism. What if I say thy will be done and then somebody calls me a fanatic? The root problem behind all of this is you are doubting God's love. The Bible says there is no fear in love. Perfect love casts out all fear. Every time you're afraid of God's will, it's because you have forgotten how much God loves you. We always get into trouble when we doubt God's love. Always get into trouble. That is at the root of almost every one of your problems. You doubt God's love, so you don't trust Him and you don't obey Him. God's will is an expression of His love. Would you write this down in your outline? Never criticize an unfinished plan. Never criticize an unfinished plan. What do I mean by that? Never judge the path God leads me on till I get to the end of it. Have patience. One day you'll realize that God knows what He's doing. He knows what's best for you. You can't see what He sees, but He can see the end result. That path may be a path of pain. And all those delays and difficulties and problems are building character in your life. Psalm 37, read this with me. The steps of a man are established by the Lord. When he falls, he shall not be hurled headlong, because the Lord is the one who holds his hands. The steps of a man. You know, the Bible says that your life path was custom made by God for you. That's why it's a big mistake to try to copy somebody else's life. God doesn't want you to be anybody else. He wants you to be you. And it's a big mistake to not go on the path that He has for you and to, you know, follow somebody else. Trust God when I don't understand. Number five, the fifth principle is to act on what I already know to do. Act on what I already know to do. Now, look up here. The truth is, you already know a lot of things God wants you to do. You already know a lot of what God wants you to do with your life. So why haven't you done it? Why haven't you done them? Let me give you a principle. God is not obligated to give you step two until you've already done step one. Some of you keep saying, well, I want to know God's will for my career or my marriage. And God said, hey, let's get down with the basics. Are you reading your Bible? Are you in a small group? Are you tithing? Are you praying to me? You know, basic things. He said, well, no. I want to know about this over here. God says, I'm not obligated for step two till first you start doing what you already know to be the revealed will of God for your life. Now, we always make excuses. Well, I'm intending to do those things. And I'm gonna get around to it one of these days. And James tells us, anyone who knows the right thing to do but doesn't do it is sinning. It's sinning. If I know the right thing to do but I'm not doing it, I'm sinning. Look at the next verse. Don't boast about tomorrow, for you don't know what a day may bring forth. Don't say, well, yeah, I'm going to do it tomorrow or next week. God says, do it. So don't delay.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, you can simply go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime, or download the Daily Hope with Rick Warren podcast on your computer, smartphone, or tablet. Rick will be back in just a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. If you've ever asked, how can I cope with stress, rebound from failure, defeat depression, or have peace of mind, let me tell you about the book, God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions by Pastor Rick Warren. In it, Rick takes you to the Bible for answers to 12 of life's toughest challenges, drawing from the examples of different biblical characters that face the same issues. He offers concise, practical, eye-opening insights that you can understand and apply right away, allowing you to move past hardships and experience a life of purpose and significance. Pastor Rick writes, "In each of these studies, you will discover simple ways to apply God's truth to your personal life, your family, and your job." Let Rick lead you through the scriptures to see what they reveal about 12 of the most pressing questions people ask. Let us send you a copy of the book, God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions, today as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of this ministry. To get your copy, go to PastorRick.com right now. That's PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. Again, that's 800-600-5004. You can also text the word DAILY to 99000. Thanks in advance for your support. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. And now, here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
You've heard me talk about the 3,000 tribes left in the world that have no believer, no Bible, and no body of Christ, no known Christian or church in those tribes. And one of the goals at Daily Hope is to take the good news into those areas so that there is a Bible and a believer and a church planted there. Now, the way we do this is what's called the near neighbor strategy. Some of these tribes, if you're an American, you couldn't go into because you're of a different nationality. But a near neighbor who lives within 20 miles or 50 miles or 100 miles, they could reach those people that we can't. So here's the strategy of Daily Hope. We train pastors. And we train pastors in countries all around the world. We've trained over 500,000 pastors from 164 countries. And this year, we're focusing particularly on Africa. We have a strategy we started a few years ago called the All Africa Strategy. And what we do is we're bringing in the leading pastors and church leaders from all 56 African nations. And we've been training them in Rwanda on how to build healthy churches that bring people in, build them up to maturity, train them for their ministry, and send them out on their life mission. And we are then matching pastors from America with pastors in Africa to partner together to develop a nationwide strategy. We've already had 26 nations in Africa begin the training. Another 26 nations are starting in a month or two. And we already have about 160 pastors from America who have started working with our churches in Africa. These pastors are partnering. Your church could partner with an African church or churches to help take a nationwide strategy of building healthy churches that can reach these unreached people groups. It's a big vision, it's a simple vision, but it's one that when you give to Daily Hope, you're supporting. So when you give to Daily Hope, you're not just supporting the broadcast here. And remember, I don't take any money for this. I serve this ministry for free. But we are actually using your gifts to spread the good news around the world, to train other pastors around the world. You have a part and a partnership in the Great Commission in Africa and in all of the seven continents. Now, I just want to say thank you for your support. Many of you have been faithful in the past year, and particularly it's these monthly gifts that come every single month. It doesn't have to be a lot. It's whatever you're able to give. It's the regularity that allows us to keep on reaching into new areas, new tribes, new countries, and a new vision. Now, you can give to Daily Hope online. You go to the website, PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. Pretty easy. And just make your gift there. Thank you so much for your heart to reach people around the world. It's my heart. I know it's your heart. And together, we can take the message of hope to the least, to the last, and the lost all around the world. God bless you for what you're doing.
Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.